Chapter 6. Let's get help. The next morning, Dad, Sarah and Simon woke up early. It was bright but very chilly. They felt stiff from lying on the hard ground all night.
Oh, it's no good, sighed Dad.
We must get help today. We can't stay on the mountain for another night.
You and I will have to get help, Sarah, said Simon. We'll have to climb down the mountain. We can't carry Dad down. It's too dangerous.
Simon and Sarah made Dad as comfortable as they could. Sarah checked that the tent was secure. She made sure he could reach the remaining flask of coffee. There wasn't much left, but at least it was hot. It would keep Dad warm. She also gave him some chocolate and biscuits to eat. Simon collected some more wood to make another fire. It was still a little damp, so he could only get a small flame to burn.
Ah, it's not a very good fire, Dad, sighed Simon.
Don't worry, replied Dad. It will keep me warm enough.
Simon gave Dad some sticks so that he could keep the fire burning while they were gone. Then he took his compass out of his bag.
This will help us find our way back to the hostel, he said, tapping the compass.
This will help too, said Dad.
He gave Sarah the map.
Thanks, Dad, said Sarah.
Sarah checked that she and Simon had enough water and biscuits for their journey down the mountain. When everything was ready, she went to say goodbye to her father. She gave him a big hug.
You will be careful, won't you? Asked Dad.
Don't worry, we will, she replied.
We'll get help for you as soon as we can, Dad, promised Simon. Before you go, let me show you where we are on the map and where you are going.
Sarah opened up the map and Dad showed them where they were and where the hostel was. Simon looked at his compass.
If the hostel is in the southwest, we have to walk in that direction to reach it,
he said to himself as he turned to face the southwest. When they were sure they knew where they were going, Simon and Sarah set off down the path towards the southwest. Very soon, Simon and Sarah reached the fallen tree. They scrambled over it and were faced with a huge pile of rocks and boulders. The landslide had blocked the path completely. Simon climbed carefully over them, but it was very difficult. Smaller rocks and stones slipped and fell away from under his feet as he stepped on the pile. On the other side of the landslide, the path was much clearer. Simon turned and called to Sarah.
Climb across to me and take the route that I took. It's quite safe. But go slowly, he warned.
Sarah climbed over the rocks and boulders. She felt very scared. She was sure she was going to fall at any moment. She had almost reached Simon when suddenly she slipped. Quickly, Simon reached down and grabbed her hand. He pulled her up next to him.
Oh, that was scary, sighed Sarah. I thought I was going to fall down the mountain.
Simon and Sarah looked at the path ahead of them. They could see that it was clearer than the rest of the path, but the landslide had broken part of it away. All that was left was a very narrow path that led down the mountainside. They had a long and dangerous journey ahead of them.
We must be very careful, explained Simon. We will have to walk slowly, one behind the other. Keep close to the rock face as you walk, and look where you are going, then you won't fall.
Simon walked in front, and Sarah followed behind. It was slow and difficult, as they had to be careful where they stepped. One mistake could be a disaster.
By midday, the sun was getting higher in the sky. Simon and Sarah had left Dad a long time ago, but they hadn't got very far at all. They hadn't met a single person either. No one was this high up in the mountains. All the damage from the landslide had made the journey back home quite different from the one they took the day before. When they had walked up the path yesterday, it had been wide and safe. Now it was narrow and dangerous. They had to tread slowly and carefully. This made the journey much slower and harder.
Oh, I don't think we will ever get back to the hostel. This journey is taking so long, and I'm already tired,
sighed Sarah.
It will be quicker when we get further down the mountain. Let's have a rest and have something to eat, replied Simon. That will make us feel better.
They sat down on the narrow path to rest and drank some water. Sarah handed Simon a biscuit to eat. He laughed as he bit into it.
It's not a very good lunch, is it? He said. It's better than no lunch at all, replied Sarah. But I would prefer a hot meal and a cold drink.
Yesterday they had sat down with plenty of food for lunch, and they had enjoyed the view from the mountain. Today they only had a biscuit each, and the mountain looked completely different. Simon and Sarah were not going to wait around today. They had to get back to the hostel as fast as possible and get help for Dad. After a short rest, Simon and Sarah felt much better. They set off again, and soon the path got wider. This made it much easier to walk along, and they moved a lot faster.
This is much better, said Sarah. If the path is as wide as this all the way down the mountain, we'll soon be back at the hostel. Don't speak too soon, said Simon.
He pointed ahead.
Do you remember the little stream we crossed on our way up the mountain? Look at it now.
Sarah looked to where he was pointing. In the distance, she could just see the stream. It was no longer little. It had burst its banks, and the storm and heavy rains had turned it into a raging river. She watched as broken branches were swept along in the swirling water and smashed against the rocks as they raced downstream. There was no sign of the stepping stones that Simon, Sarah, and their father had used to cross it yesterday. They had completely disappeared underneath a swirling mass of angry water.
Oh no! Cried Sarah. How are we going to get across the river now?
Simon looked at the map. He followed the path of the river with his finger to see if there was a safer place to cross it, but it went right up to the top of Misty Mountain.
Can we walk around it?
Asked Sarah.
No, said Simon. It begins high up in the mountain. We'll have to climb to the very top if we don't want to cross it. It would take too long, and it wouldn't be safe for us to do that. We aren't mountaineers, and we don't have the equipment to climb.
Simon and Sarah stared at the dangerous water in front of them. What could they do? It looked hopeless. Then Simon had an idea.
I know. I'll tie us together with the rope, he said. That way, if one of us falls, the other one can help. Oh, thank goodness you brought the rope, sighed Sarah. It's going to help us again.
Simon was proud of himself, but there was no time to waste. He tied the rope around Sarah's waist and around his own. He checked the knots carefully. Next, they took off their socks and boots and put them in their bags. They rolled up the legs of their waterproof trousers.
We must keep our clothes as dry as possible, said Simon. If we get them wet, we will get cold very quickly.
When they were ready, Simon walked to the edge of the river. It looked very dangerous as the water was flowing fast. He took a deep breath.
I'll go first, Sarah,
he said.
Follow in my footsteps and you won't get hurt.
Simon stepped into the icy cold water. It was so cold that it took his breath away. He felt the ground at the bottom of the river with his foot. He could feel rocks and stones moving under his foot, so he moved it around until he found firm ground. When he felt steady, he took a second step into the water. It was just above his ankles. Very slowly he moved across the river. Sarah followed close behind. The water pulled and tugged at their legs. Branches and twigs smashed into them on their way downstream. Sarah felt really afraid. As Simon and Sarah walked further across the river, the water got deeper and deeper. They had to keep lifting the legs of their trousers higher and higher to keep them dry. It got harder to cross, too.
"This is so dangerous!"
she shouted over the roar of the rushing water.
"The river is going to wash us away!"
"No, it's not!"
shouted Simon.
"Keep close behind me! We're nearly there now! The water is getting more shallow again!"
Then he laughed.
"Hey, Sarah! Now we really are having an adventure like Jungle Jim!"
"I don't want to have an adventure like Jungle Jim,"
muttered Sarah.
"It's too scary."
After a while they reached the far bank. Sarah sat on the ground and took her bag off her back. She felt very tired. Her feet were frozen. Simon sat down beside her.
"Are you all right?" he asked. "Yes, I'm fine," she replied. "But I'm glad we have crossed to the other side of the river. I don't want to do that again. It's too dangerous."
They dried their feet and put on their socks and boots. It was lovely to have warm feet again. Simon looked at his watch. It was getting late. He checked the map. They still had a long way to walk before they reached the hostel.
"Come on, Sarah," he said. "We must keep walking. If we slow down now, we won't get back to the hostel before dark. We don't want Dad to be on the mountain for another night, do we?"
"No, we don't,"
replied Sarah. She stood up and put her bag back on her back.
"Come on, let's go."